Okay, Michael, congratulations on an incredible day and an incredible season. I think everybody's going to want to talk about the varsity race first, so tell us about the varsity 8 race and what you thought about the guys today.
Well, it was an incredible performance by the guys in the varsity 8. It takes a lot to get there, you know, and it starts with obviously the support of our alumni and friends that are out there and in our athletic department. It's totally unparalleled right now, and it really makes the difference from being good and absolutely being great. But we had a, in terms of the race itself, we had a strong tailwind. Wasn't too hot, but we had some really quick conditions, and we were placed in the middle of the course. I just before the guys went out, we just told them to be themselves. We're just kind of a scrappy, raw group of guys, and do their thing. And we had a false start in the beginning, but in anything, it kind of calmed our guys down. They felt like they had a better start in the second one than the first. So, if anything, it helped us. I felt good. I think they got that. We've been training all year to have a faster first half of the race, and they did that and captured the lead, and we went from there.
Let's talk about the Open 4, the Varsity 4, and the second Varsity, then we'll talk about the freshman at the end. These are guys who have pushed your Varsity all year long. I know the freshmen have as well. But talk to us about the depth of this program, because it probably is the biggest story today. The fact that you entered 5 events, came away with 5 first-place gold medals. It's never been done before. You set records in every single one of them. Just an unbelievable performance here by the team. Talk to us about that.
Well, I definitely think it's always been a wash and rowing ethos to have a deep, strong team, and every man matters. And I think ever since the Garrison and before, it's always been the fourth boat pushing the third pushing the second, and onward to the first. And it's so important. I think that's why we really emphasize the 10 Ike Trophy, not just the Varsity 8. It's important that we have good, strong rowers all the way through the program. And you're right, it's just, we've had an incredible atmosphere at the boathouse, and the guys have been pushing really hard, and it's been incredible.
The freshmen today had, you know, a really, really good race. Were behind in that race and just stayed within themselves. What about this class coming up here?
We're super excited about it. I know that our sophomore class is, in terms of numbers, is pretty low in numbers, but we definitely have the right guys in that class. But we're really looking to have a strong, deep class in this freshman year, and we were able to get it. And these guys have just been, you're right, they've just been pushing it beyond belief. I don't know if Luke confirmed this, but I really feel like this class could be maybe the fastest class we've ever had. And, don't want to say anything bad about the seniors, but they might even be quicker than that class at their freshman year. So we're excited to have them on the varsity level next year.
Okay, well, let's talk about the seniors too, because this senior class has been pretty special.
Absolutely. I think there's a number of these guys that have never lost a collegiate race, sprint race. They finished off their careers completely undefeated, and they did a great job leading. I mean, this year we had last year we had a bunch of guys obviously graduate. I mean, maybe 12 or so, and we had a lot of shoes to fill and teeth to fill, and these guys raised their level. And one of the stories that's also there is that Mathis Justin wasn't able to come and make the trip to the Upstick. And I think the guys dedicated a few moves during the race for him, and they got it done.
Yeah. Well, just an incredible team effort today, something that we've never seen before in the history of our program. Something that I know, just based on the phone calls that have been coming in to here, you know, all day, just makes the alumni and the friends and the parents just so proud of this program and proud of you. And anything else you want to say to the alums and the friends and the parents who have been a support this year?
We don't do it. I always say we don't do it alone. It's all the support we have. Anything from the emotional support, and we had Bill Pitlick there, and Dwight Phillips, and you on the computer back home, and I'm sure hundreds of other alums watching the computer, all on the line there with our guys, and our guys know that, and it's just like having another oar in the boat, and it just makes us go from a very good program to a program that's doing things that haven't happened before. And so we're all pulling together, and it's working, so let's keep it going.
Yeah. Hey, congrats on a great year.
Thank you.